Earlier this month, a new statewide initiative was announced that seeks to improve mental health and substance abuse crisis services in North Carolina by bringing healthcare, government, law enforcement, and community leaders together to identify help for individuals experiencing a mental health or substance abuse crisis. Today, Mac McKee speaks with the director of the Division of Mental Health, Dave Richard, about the new initiative.
Each year, there are 150,000 visits to emergency departments in North Carolina related to an acute psychiatric or addictive disorder crisis. Now, as many as 13% of people treated in emergency situations could return in 30 days, and as many as 17% in our prison system have a serious mental illness. Now, these are disturbing statistics for North Carolina. Now, how do our statistics compare with those of the rest of the nation?
Well, North Carolina, unfortunately, is similar to the rest of the country. This is an issue that every state faces. The 13% is obviously too high. We know it's too high. The number of people that come to the emergency room who have a mental illness rather than other options is too high. And clearly, the number of people in our prison system is a national figure, and we mirror that figure in North Carolina, and it's obviously the wrong place to treat people, and we need to do something about that.
I understand that you've been appointed to head up the Crisis Solutions Coalition to address inefficiencies such as these in the state. Now, as far as the state's most pressing problems, what do you think they are regarding mental health issues, and are we making progress with a program such as this?
Well, we have a lot of issues that we have to face. First, I'd say that there are some really great programs going on across the state, and we want to recognize that. But we have is serious gaps in our system. Probably the most important things that we have to look at are the ongoing direct services that people with mental illness need in communities to make sure that they stay in recovery and they are getting the proper community treatment. We have to address what happens when people go into emergency circumstances like an emergency department visit to make sure we follow up immediately. And we do the same thing you would do for somebody with a heart attack, you know, make sure that they're getting the right aftercare as they go forward. And we have to make sure that that is in place as people go forward. And then we have to have other options for people that other than an emergency department, especially for our law enforcement folks and our first responders to know where someone should be able to go instead of those expensive and frankly not the right place to treat people at the emergency department.
Now, one of the primary goals of the Crisis Solution Initiative is the establishment of so-called walk-in crisis centers plus short-term residential treatment options. Now, are these options available here in Eastern North Carolina, and how do people access them?
They are available in Eastern North Carolina, but they wouldn't be available in every county. We run our system today through a series of local management entities, and in every one of those regional-based systems, there are walk-in crisis and some of these other services, but they vary in terms of the nature of one, where they're located, to the hours that they have available, and the intensity that we have in communities. So part of this goal is to make sure we have a variety of options that fit the local communities.
Could you explain the concepts behind the telepsychiatry programs and youth mental health first aid?
Yeah, the telepsychiatry is a really exciting effort. What we know is that we have a lack of mental health professionals, especially in rural areas across the state, and that primarily psychiatrists when you think about the most important role that they play in our mental health system. So telepsychiatry allows for a physician who may be in, say, New Bern, to sit in front of a high-definition screen to provide treatment to somebody who may be in a much more rural county, a rural area of the state, or a place where there isn't access to a psychiatrist. So that effort allows for the individual to sit in front of that psychiatrist, not be in the same room, but have that kind of access. And we believe it is a great opportunity throughout hospitals across North Carolina to where every hospital will have the availability of a psychiatrist through this telepsych program is going forward. The mental health first aid is really exciting effort also. We know that addressing the issue of crisis in mental health services is not something our department or our division can do. It is something that across the community has to everybody has to be engaged in. Mental health first aid is an opportunity to help people like parents and pastors and school personnel to understand and recognize the early symptoms of stress or mental health and behavior disorders, and then allows for them to know who to speak to and who to help that individual get treatment with.
Mr. Richard, I know that this program, this initiative, do you think it's an important first step even for an ongoing problem?
Oh, absolutely. What is most important to us is this, is that we believe that focus from our department and bringing these partners together will begin to move the bar. We're committed to measuring our success through the measures that you've seen with the number of people who show up in emergency department, the length of stay that they have, and certainly the readmits. We want to make sure that graph is going down. And the opportunity for us to engage in partners to sort of redirect our resources to the things that work the best as we go forward gives us a real opportunity to make a difference as we go forward.
Mr. Richard, one final question. Is there a website that lists locations where people can go for help that's close by in the area?
You know, it's a great question. One of the things we immediately identified was that there really isn't that comprehensive website that's statewide. Often law enforcement and first responders don't know where to go. So one of the first items that we'll be bringing online is a new website. It's not ready yet, but that will be happening in the next 6 weeks. But right now, certainly, and especially for your listeners, calling ECBH as their access line or checking their website would be the first thing to do.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Richard, for being with us on Down East Journal today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak about this.